Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You'll find a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, whether you're excited about something or you're frightened about something or you're an opportunity or a challenge. From Alpha to Omega, we've got something that you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Sirach. He's the author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell. Gary, tell us how we can find your book and you too as well online.
Yeah, I'm on a website called ifyourmoneytalk.com, and the book is available on that website. It's also through Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the ebooks and iBook sources you can think of. It's there. And that's pretty much how we get to me. And again, if you have any trouble finding it, just Google Gary Sirach. That seems to show up pretty well, too.
All right. So, Chair, S-I-R-A-K, by the way. Gary, we're talking about the young generation and their difficulties that they're having getting their careers going. Clearly, the economic conditions are stacked against them. Clearly, they've got challenges that are not their fault. And so we got to cut them some slack for that. But at the same time, I wonder if they're digging it out, if they're grinding it out, if they're doing whatever it takes just to be productive and not to just turn into barnacles. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right on as far as how this is working. There's an element that I've come across where the kids are absolutely have folded up their tent. And I know a young man who's an accountant by trade, or at least he got his degree in accounting, and he's been sitting home waiting for someone to hire him. He hasn't been hired yet, but he's not doing much to make that happen. And he's had some offers of some other jobs, but they're not in exactly what he wants, and he's turned them down.
Yeah.
And
Whose food is he eating?
Yeah, his dad's. And we had that discussion. I said, you're going to need to cut him off. And he said, well, I can't cut him off. He's my kid. I said, you're going to have to do something to get him to get moving because he's not going to move on his own.
So what would you recommend? What did you recommend to him?
Well, it was really a hard conversation. We talked about it for quite a while, actually. He said, you know, he's my son. I got to do this. They said, wait a minute. I said, do you think you're helping him or hurting him? And he said, well, I'm helping him. I said, well, are you or are you hurting him?
Tough love is tough. They don't call it tough love for nothing, but it does. It is called love too, though.
It is, and he said to me, he said, "Well, I see what you're saying." He said, "But man, that's hard to do." I said, "I didn't say it was easy. I just said it's what you're going to have to do because your kid isn't going to take a job because he's got a pretty easy setup. He gets up and he eats breakfast. He goes and plays his video games. He does what he wants."
Yeah.
I said, "And there's always money there." I said, "That's not good."
The problem, it seems to me, Gary, and folks, we're talking about the ones who fit in this category. We're not generalizing the whole generation. We're not beating up on everybody. But the thing is, unfortunately, and I've asked this question before, is this generation, does it have difficulty with face-to-face communication? And I think to some degree that's the truth. And if that's the case, you and I knew that the best way to get a job is to go out where people are who have jobs. If you're tired of looking for a job, go to work, you know, get a job as you have said, waiting tables or doing something. You're going to run into people who will talk to you about that. I've done that. You've done that. You've met a young person doing a menial job and found out that they had more on going for them and made a recommendation to them. Here, call this person and tell them I sent you or something like that. You've done that. I've done it.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I have a friend of mine.
You won't get a job on the couch, folks.
No.
Let's write that down.
Jim, I have a friend of mine. He has a business card. On his business card, it's basically when he goes into restaurants and he targets waiters and waitresses and good ones, and he leaves a note for them and said, listen, I was extremely impressed with your service. If you would like a job in another field, please call me.
Mm-hmm.
and he has gotten probably 10 or 15 of these kids hired in
but if you go to that job waiting tables and you don't impress that guy, you're kind of you got an attitude, you act like, you know, this is way below me, then that you're not going to get that card.
No, you're not. And that card is worth a lot of money. That card, yeah. He told me that the average when he puts that card down, the kid calls him, makes about $50,000.
Yeah.
Because he knows where he's putting these kids, and he places these kids in other jobs. He's got a placement company, and he researches restaurants for his talent. And I thought, you know what, that's a pretty cool idea. And so that's really what led this whole discussion. A friend of mine's son just graduated from Emory, and he's not gotten a job yet. He's bounced around D.C., he's bounced around Atlanta a little bit. And I said, why don't you have him go work in a nice restaurant selling high-end wine and high-end food and communicating over, you know, expensive food and making some money? I said, he's going to meet some people.
That's right.
And you never know. And my friend said, oh, he can't do that. That's, you know, below him, his friends all have these jobs. And I said, and so we had this discussion, and I said, wait, you're missing the whole point of this. And he listened to me, and he said, well, you know, that's a valid point. But he said, boy, I don't know if I could, you know, have.
Yeah.
I said, you don't have to do anything. You just have to tell your kid it's okay to take a job that he thinks is below him as long as he puts his all into
what
it.
What we have to teach our kids, Gary, is that all work is noble. All work is noble. Being productive is noble. And at 22 years old or at 23 years old, you're not supposed to be paid a high-paying job for the most part. You're supposed to be learning the ropes. You're supposed to be growing in a working career, not even if it's not the career that you want to ultimately have. You got to get out there, get off your backside, get off the couch, and go out and meet people. That's where the jobs are happening right now. They're not really happening through the placement services, I don't think. Hey, Gary, if your moneytalk.com, is that right?
Yes, ifyourmoneytalk.com.
Come back again real soon. Thanks a lot.
Jim, thank you.
We'll see you. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.